This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Do you like the Queen?
Miss Kylie Minogue?
No, Queen Elizabeth
II. Oh, not that old inbred woman from England.
Do you know she's owned more than 30 corgis, so one for every 3 years she's
That's really rude. I thought she only had three children. She had 30. Whoa, she was busy. Yeah.
She's the only person in the UK who doesn't need a driver's licence to drive.
Yeah, because the old biddy wouldn't drive. Because she's like 92. I wouldn't want to get behind her in a Rolls Royce either. Could you imagine? And it's bulletproof. She could drive straight through you.
She doesn't need a passport to travel either.
Yeah, because no one wants her in the country.
Well, as an Australian citizen, you're legally entitled to your very own portrait of her.
Oh, you're not.
You are.
What, because we're Commonwealth?
Because, yeah, under what's called the Constituents Request Program, so constituents, or us voters, are eligible to receive certain, and I quote it, nationhood material.
Oh, excellent. Does that mean including, like, Prince Harry's crown jewels?
No.
That's part of it. I want that.
Most of it pertains to flags, you know, recordings of the national anthem.
Oh, exciting.
But it also includes a portrait of Her Majesty.
I couldn't think of anything worse than trying to eat dinner and some old inbred from England looking at me while I'm eating. It's enough to turn it off.
I'm going to get one for you. But you not only can you get a portrait, you can request His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, that's great. Well,
I reckon that'd be worse.
Why? I think he was funny. He was the only one that actually said stupid things. He was the only one that actually said things that, I mean, they were racist, they were horrible, they were sexist. But you can't help but laugh at the idiot, can you?
Well, unfortunately, portraits of Will, Kate, Megan, etc., or any of the corgis are unavailable. So.
Oh, no.
So there you go.
What's the new one? The American?
Megan?
Yeah, she'd have some naked photos out there. Yeah, I could imagine behind the palace there'll be a picture of the Queen in her jewels and there'll be Megan naked on leaning back on a chair. They found that in her early days.
The portrait specifically for Australian audience, her pin sports the Australian coat of arms and she's wearing her wattle spray brooch.
Oh, we're still talking about this?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, for God's sake. When is she going to die or something? No, that's really rude. I don't want anyone to die.
No, we don't want that at all. So Tom, I'm going to order you one.
What happens when she, let's just say, you know, God save the Queen. One day she's going to fall over a corky when she's trying to go to the bathroom at 2 a.m.
Right.
You know, that means Charlie's going to be the boss. Does that mean I get a free Charlie picture?
Yes. Yeah. You'll be able to collect the whole series.
Oh, it'll be like those little...
The Coles.
Little Marlowe's things from Coles. I was on there yesterday. People want to sell one for $300. I'm thinking...
You're joking.
And it doesn't even have Milo in it.
Just a little plastic thing.
Yeah.
I don't get this craze.
No. I'd rather collect pictures of the royal family.
Yeah, well, it might be worth something, actually. Let's start. We better get the Queen now while we still can.
She was pretty when she was ugly. Now she's old. I don't want some old, wrinkly old woman.
I looked at the photo. It's actually not a bad photo of her.
So it's photoshopped.
We'll get one. We'll email her.
I'd do that too if I was the Queen. I'd be like photoshopped as like Chris Hemsworth or somebody.
Yeah. But if she's done this specifically for us, you can imagine she's doing it for every Commonwealth country.
She's doing anything. She hasn't even got it. She doesn't get out of bed until midday. Then she probably has 6 gin and tonics before she even has breakfast.
And then she's got to update her photos for the year because as she ages, she'd be updating them all.
She does nothing. She has no idea. They keep her that pickled and they just wheel her out every so often. Point at the planes. Oh, and she looks. Yeah. Oh, we got a message.
Yeah.
Sweetie, I just ordered the whole set, including the flag for the bedroom.
That's right. We were just talking about how...
That's for my husband. I'm not quite sure what he's on about.
We were just talking about how Australian citizens are legally entitled to a portrait of the Queen.
Oh, that's... See, I can't remember 2 minutes from 2 minutes. But then again, I've been married to the bastard for 18 years and I don't listen to him. I didn't listen to him then. I don't listen to him now.
Well, you'll be listening to him as you're lying under the Queen.
Oh, shit, I forgot he's listening to this, isn't he? Sorry, I listen to every word he says. You're my favourite...
Seven's new dance reality series, Dance Boss.
Oh, it's the best. Have you been watching it?
Yeah, I watch it.
Oh.
But it's been a ratings flop.
Who said that?
And it's been branded the worst show on TV by social media.
Who said that? It'd be a lie. It'd be something that 10 or 9 are trying to spread because it's so good. She sits on a throne and gets up and judges people. I mean, she doesn't judge them, but She should judge him.
Well, ratings-wise, it drew an audience nationally of just 599,000 compared to The Block, which was 1.13 million.
Oh, but I'm so over The Block. We've done it before. It's the same format. It doesn't change. The Block gets, you get the go-getters, you get the bogans, you get the losers, and then you get the ones that fight all the time, and then you get some inbreds. And it's every time it's the same show, 14 seasons. Yeah.
I agree. But it did outrate 10 Survivor.
Yeah, but if you watch that either, that's...
Anyway, it's been... their Twitter users have called it cringy, wrong, a whole pile of, brutal social media.
I don't understand.
I think it was great.
There were moments they were cringy. Those SES workers, oh, my God, I've never laughed so much in my life. And then they get the Simpy V vote from Adam Garcia. Actually, you know what made me nice about that? Adam Garcia is nice to the unfortunate, so there is a chance for me to, hook up with him at Garcia. Yes, I mean, he's very nice to the unfortunate. And the old man, he likes,
If you haven't watched it, it's a contest-style show for amateur dancers, and I think there's a prize of 100 grand or something.
So it's different work groups. Did you watch it on Tuesday?
So maybe we could go on it.
Yeah, but I've seen you dance, sweetheart. It doesn't work, and we're just discussing Andy's dancing. You know, he danced like when he gets his hands flinging in the air and, I mean, your wind span's about 2 metres wide. You take people out. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it. And there's been some criticism of Danny as well. I think she did a really good job. She
Could you show me the article and the name of the person who wrote this article?
I'll show you
Because I'm looking for a new nemesis. I need a new nemesis.
Well, this could be your new nemesis. But I reckon we could go on it. Minogue has described it as it's not X Factor, but...
Yeah, you know, win a contract, there's no nothing at the end.
But you won't become a recording star. But they're fun. I thought it was great. And there were the tradies.
Yeah, they were good. I'm disappointed with the tradies. Because I'll tell you what, I got the train from Werribee this morning. I could have found 3 hotter ones on the train today.
But they've got to be able to dance. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You need to have talent as well.
You need to have talent.
It doesn't really matter. If you're a hot tradie with your shirt off, I don't care what the hell you do. Just don't sway. You're a winner in my books.
Okay. Now, you're going to educate
yourself. Yes, I read something in here.
Okay, what is it, Tom?
So one of the earliest human species, Homo erectus.
Right.
It makes me want to giggle. I can't say the word hard without giggling, but that's right.
Homo erectus.
Yeah. Died up to 500,000 years ago. Do you know why they died?
Why?
Because they always used to think the Homo sapiens might have ate them or killed them.
Right.
No, they were lazy.
They were lazy.
They died out because they were lazy. It's got here Dr. Shipton of ANU, that's Australian National University in Canberra for all you people. Yes. Basically said that he went and they examined these sites and they found out that they were making tools and things like that. They weren't out exploring. They were that lazy that at a site they looked, there was outcrops of... They were making the tools from the shitty rocks.
Right.
But if he walked up to the top of the hill, there were good rocks. But he said he was too lazy to walk up the hill.
So they get the crappy rocks.
So some idiot is probably getting government money to sit there at a university and decide that some hairy man from a million years ago died because he wouldn't walk up a hill to get a rock.
Maybe, Tom, that has some implications on us.
What?
Well, it might be saying
my train's not going to come any quicker. My NBN still sucks. You know, I still have to wait 2 years to get a hip replacement in this country, and we've got to make it things about some erectus that died.
Let's think a bit different, a bit deeper here. There might be a message in that about being lazy.
The message is take a blue pill and your erectus will stay there for years to come. You're too lazy to walk up a hill for a rock. Take a pill. Sorry, I don't know why. I thought it was a funny story. All I've got from that story is I must be related to the Homo erectus because it makes me giggle and I'm lazy. I'm here. You gave us some information out of news that was incorrect. I'm here to go boo-boo. Yeah. I didn't do any of the work. As per normal, I'm lazy and I've let somebody else do all the research for me.
That's right. You can get a portrait of the Queen.
Oh, no, you can't.
Well, hang on. This is what we apparently you can for if you're an Australian citizen, you just write to your member of parliament. Yeah. But you're saying
if you breathe for a moment, I'll finish reading the MP had said to us. So anyway, lovely his. So I want to know. So the person is his name's Will. Anyway, so Will actually sent us an email saying no, you can't get a portrait, and he's emailed us a copy of the email train that went to his local member. And I know this lady, Miss Joanne. She's out at the West lady. So she's there, my local member. She says, "Dear Will, thank you for taking the time to contact our office. Unfortunately, the media reporting on constituent entitlements has been somewhat misleading. The guidelines for the provisions of the material is quite stringent and up to the discretion of the member of parliament. We're not talking about their sexual member, like the member of parliament, Joanne. Right, so it's up to her thing. And as such, we have made the decision to provide these materials only to schools, kindergartens, community groups. This has been our practice for many years. Unfortunately, this decision we've had to make on budget constraints. It's because they're spending taking helicopters to the football. I can't get a picture
you
of the Queen.
Get a picture of the Queen.
Oh, they're out probably having her, you know, with Grain Hermitage, $600 bottles of champagne. Oh, we can't afford to give you a picture of the Queen. Yeah. So you've given incorrect information and you will apologise to the people. So stop writing because you're not getting a picture.
So someone tested it. That's
well, they
great.
Must have. Someone's really done it. They've really gone through. Oh, she goes on about the actor thing. I mean, don't these people have a job?
I mean, the time that she took to write that email reply. No,
she didn't write it. That was her lackey.
Okay.
Thank you. On behalf of the office of, you know.
Would have cost more than a printout of the
Queen. But that's her job. If you ask your member for something, you've got to do it. But this is true. We don't want it. If you want a picture of the Queen, it should come as a Minogue in a pair of gold hot pants.
So a British man.
Oh, a British man.
Went to Dubai. And in 3 hours, he's got 33 speeding tickets.
Oh, really?
Yep, 3 hours. He's involved.
But doesn't he just have to pay that back in rupees anyway? Won't be much.
He's now involved in a standoff over the fines with the $480,000 luxury Lamborghini.
Oh, so he's driving a Lamborghini. Oh, that's fantastic. See, wouldn't you? If I went to another country, I'd break the rules too. What are they going to do?
The 25-year-old man rented a luxury supercar in Dubai, then repeatedly broke the speed limit. He belted down some of the city's busiest roads over a period of 3 hours early on Tuesday.
It's kind of crazy when you think about those cars. I mean, they're like $250,000. I mean, I don't know. They're ridiculous. What is the use of having a car that goes that fast when you can't go that fast?
I mean, you don't want to hop in a Lamborghini and sort of go down and buy
and do 90.
A carton of milk or something. You
know? Look, I used to hairdress over in South Yarra, and there was a lady who bought her husband's Lamborghini, and you should have seen us watching her trying to park it. I actually had to go out and reverse it in for him. But look, she was a lovely older lady, you know, just come and get a hair set, and she borrowed her son's car. Like, and it was no joke, 15 Ks down the street and trying to watch her reverse park this Lamborghini was hilarious. And eventually, you know, I kind of thought, I'd better go out and help, you know.
Well, this one reached top speed of 230 Ks per hour, according to the newspaper. But the cars, he's still got the car.
Oh, so he kept the car?
Absolutely. So the owners haven't claimed it back yet because as registered owners, they apparently over in Dubai are liable to pay the speeding ticket.
Well, it happens in this country too because unfortunately our car always makes sure it's registered in Wayne's name only. So all speeding fines come addressed to Wayne.
Really?
Prove the bitch that I was driving. That's what I say.
So we could grab your car and take it for a burn.
I don't have a car.
Oh, okay. Your Vespa.
Oh, yeah. It's a 125 Vespa. I struggle to get up over 100. Yeah. About, unless the wind's behind me and I'm going downhill, this thing ain't moving.
I'm going to take it for a spin after the show. Is it a little blue Vespa? What colour is it?
No, it's a black one. I've got training wheels for you. I bought them in. You know, I knew you wouldn't be able to reach the pedals.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.